Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's a Wednesday edition of OMF with Lou Merlone.
Well, you thought I wanted to get naked with you?
Christian Fourier.
Who wants to eat a W?
And Glenn Ordway.
Perez is, what is he? I don't know what he is.
What price would you be willing to pay for a Patriots-Garoppolo reunion?
To pay a high price for a player that has poor durability. That goes against everything that Bill Belichick is.
We set the final four of Worst Take Madness. Today, we'll be joined by NFL analyst Charlie Casserly. Now it's time for OMF.
And who's been wrong more than Charlie Casserly since he's like
Glenn.
On EEI.
Can we play that?
Do we need that? Yeah, I think we should get a response from Charlie.
I don't
Charlie
know.
On
he,
that.
He may. Yeah, really, we do though. Do we end with that or start?
We
with
end
that?
With that. We don't.
All
start
right.
With
we
that.
Don't piss them off.
Absolutely,
start.
Bring that up.
Yes.
To get a reaction.
No question. We play it, but I think we wait until the end because I'm not sure Charlie is one of those guys that's going to take lightly to that. So here we are. We're going to get into football. And we're going to get into Jimmy G because there's more out there right out of the gate. I just want to warn everybody out there. We are now 24 hours away from the start of the baseball season. And this is the time of the year when Lou takes out his old uniform.
Right? Yeah.
His old uniform out.
Yeah. It's bad.
I'm ready.
Do you iron it out and things like that? Or
I was joking yesterday, the other day. I was like, I don't feel the buzz. But I got to be honest with you. I'm starting to feel a little bit.
He's going to wear the uniform tomorrow, aren't you?
I'm starting to feel a little bit. Well, yeah. Tomorrow's opening day. So I don't know if we're going to have a show or not, depending if there's any rain. But... No, I'm starting to feel.
Can we get
bit.
Some video of you in the backyard?
Looking last night, yeah. Doing some homework, looking yeah. around the league, looking yeah. around the AL East,
sure.
looking at this Baltimore team,
yep.
and just starting to get a little excited.
Good,
not gonna
good.
Lie to you.
We'll get into
wet,
all of
warm
it.
Weather. I was all playing. It's all throwing at my kid this morning.
Wow,
you lie.
I'm not lying. Working on the swing a little bit. Just raking.
Did you oil up the glove.
You want the pitch? You want to take some ground balls? I mean, I was in full uni. Of course, he was in t-shirt
sure.
and shorts,
and spikes sure. and everything.
But I gotta be honest, I'm starting to get a little excited.
Hey, little Mason, let's get on the grass. Let's find some dirt. You gotta feel those spikes.
Listen, I missed my spring training, so I'm going to hear the crack of the bat tomorrow. I'm gonna BP. I want to hear it.
So we have a full four-hour show, and we're going to get into a lot of stuff, including baseball. Alex Verdugo, Red Sox outfielder, will join us on today's program. But we kick it off today with football. Why? Because everybody got excited yesterday at Alabama Pro Day because there was Bill Belichick wearing the old shorts, little hat on, and he's there with Josh McDaniels. Ooh, he was talking to Kyle Shanahan and to John Lynch. And there were tons of other NFL people around, and I actually heard people actually think that maybe they were negotiating for Jimmy Garoppolo. I'm not sure that was happening with all of these other NFL people around, but it got all of the national shows talking once again about Jimmy G, including our friend Teddy Bruschi on Get Up this morning and his feelings on Bill acquiring Jimmy G.
Do you believe he goes out and brings back Jimmy Garoppolo?
Well, now that San Francisco is even talking about the price has to be right, I would say absolutely not, because that price is going to be high. It's going to be a high draft pick. They may want players, any of that. And for me, that goes against everything that Bill Belichick is, to pay a high price for a player that has poor durability. I could just hear him thinking right now, why would I give all of that for a player that I don't even know is going to play 16 games? I know he has faith in Garoppolo and loved Jimmy when he was here, but I can't mortgage my team or sacrifice my philosophy of building a team for overpaying for a quarterback who I don't know is going to be available for me an entire football season.
So I believe everything Teddy just said right then and there, and yet I still believe Jimmy Garoppolo will be on the New England Patriots on the 2021 roster. Nobody's going to pay that price. Nobody's going to pay a first-round draft pick. Does anybody think they're giving up the 15th pick in the draft for Jimmy Garoppolo?
You know, your opinion, your take on Jimmy G is
what's
probably... Lou, I don't know. You tell me.
I agree with everything he just said. Even though he said it's never going to happen.
Hold on, wait. You've never been more clear and consistent on any take that I've ever heard you have ever since I've been working with you.
You just don't listen.
No, no. This one, no, because you usually flip and you flop and you waffle and you always ask for.
Wait a minute. You don't flip and flop. Don't bring me
Mark
into
is
it.
Smart.
That
I rest
is,
my
that
case.
That is it.
No. But this, so. You're hearing something, okay? I'm not letting you off the hook on that, because the Glenn Ordway I know will not hold still on such a random.
What are you talking about?
Uncharacteristic.
For 8 months last year, he said Stidham's going to start.
Didn't work out so well for me, Lou.
So, I mean,
it didn't work out so well. Maybe this year. Maybe this year. You never know.
You have a take, but I think it was even Tommy Curran, I think, wrote about this, or he retweeted a story he wrote a while ago about Jimmy G. And we had this discussion before about how, yeah, we all know, like Bill Belichick loved Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Loved him.
Maybe love it might be a stretch.
But we don't know if he still loves him.
We don't.
So, and it's like Jimmy G on a rookie contract, second-year player, showing up and loving what he gets out of him. And you know, he starts a game and he shows great, but then he's hurt. He can't play the next 2-3 games. And it's like, well, you know, hey, so he's second year in the league. He's only paying him $1.5 million. Will he love him just as much if when he pays him like a real starting quarterback and he's unable to kind of play that week?
Well, what's a real starting quarterback?
Love Jared Stidham.
So right now I believe Jimmy Garoppolo is like the fifth or sixth highest paid. I take that back. The 49ers are the fifth team overall in investment at the quarterback position. And that's before they get to this draft in which they're going to draft the third pick in the draft. So if you're talking about that price, and that's what they set Teddy Bruschi up with, I totally agree. There's no way Bill's going high and giving up that number one draft pick. He probably won't give up a second round draft pick, and he probably will redo a deal or wait until the 49ers have to do something with Jimmy G. Because if anybody thinks that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to accept the 49ers when they come to him and do what the Raiders did with Mariota and say, hey, will you take $3.5 million? Jimmy G's going to tell them to shove it up their ass. He's not going to do that. He's got some control of this situation. He's not going to give up that money so that he can be a clipboard holder after game 5 when Mac Jones becomes the starting quarterback.
And the other issue is, of course, it's a win-win situation, in my opinion, for the San Francisco 49ers. Because right now, hell, if Jimmy, you know, tanks and, you know, is no good, well, then fine. They'll get rid of him, you know. But they can't be wrong in either front. Like, they can't be wrong. Because if the young quarterback that they draft plays great, then it's great. They start him. Like, they're and if the price needs to be right, of course they're saying the price needs to be right.
They'll know this summer.
Because right now the price is high. The price is high with Jimmy Garoppolo based on who he is, what their situation is. I believe that price will come down. So right now, if the price is right,
exactly,
hell, take him. 2 months from now, you know, things have changed.
Exactly.
We've got him in the building.
Yep.
You know, and they'll sit there and they'll push and push. But in the end, they don't need to get rid of him.
No.
Like, they don't. So
they don't.
You have to woo them. You have to floor them with an offer. You almost have to be borderline desperate.
I don't believe
then they'll get a couple first. I don't think Jimmy Garoppolo is worth a first round pick.
No way. He's probably
but they'll
not
get
worth
a second round pick. A desperate team will come in there and give you
a first round
pick.
We'll see. But
no, they won't.
To me, it's like they don't. I don't really think a team like that that's $20 million under the cap is desperate to get rid of this guy. You know,
right now they're not, Lou. When you get to, and that's why I told you the other day, I wouldn't be surprised if this happens in
August, whoever it is they draft, even if they like him. You know, I think this team is too good. This is not a bad football team that usually picks third and can run with a rookie.
But they don't.
This
like
is a
Garoppolo.
Good football team.
They can say all they want. Kyle Shanahan can keep on repeating it. He has been trying desperately to get every quarterback that is out on the market here for the last 2 months. It's obvious they don't like Garoppolo, and now they've got a disgruntled Jimmy Garoppolo who's sitting there all pissed off right now. They admitted that. They admitted that he was pissed. So you can only imagine, if they're admitting it publicly he's pissed, how really pissed he is behind the scenes. Where are you, Mike Giardi? Go find out. I mean, that to me is the story.
No. The story is that the story isn't going away. The story is not going away. That to me is a story. Because to me, I feel like it's real easy to kind of...
Why isn't it going away? I mean, it's not going away in New England.
Because John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan...
But is it going away everywhere else?
Because they're
going
to deal them.
Because Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and then Josh McDaniels, and Nick Saban, and Bill Belichick were all hanging out. Okay, hanging out in Alabama Pro Day. Like, there's this big negotiation going on.
But
okay, listen, put your hand, like they're the mob. Hey, put your hand over your mouth so no one can read our lips. We're on TV.
Up in front of your face.
Give me a break. Yeah. It's so silly.
No, it was silly that people were actually thinking that was happening because there were too many other NFL people around. You're not going to do it in public like that. There's no need to do it in public like
that. And Glenn,
that.
I will tell you this. I know we're going to break it, but I'm going to give you another example why you should come to the acceptance side of the table with
Good.
Lou and I.
Good. I'm looking forward to
yes.
that. I'm not sure I'm going to fall.
I think you will.
You
I think you will.
Yeah. Well,
it's not like, you know, Jermaine Wiggins, like, you know, inside information, you know, but it's pretty good.
And then Dale goes at him on Twitter.
Dale, don't attack me.
I mentioned Alex Verdugo is going to join us. We're also giving away tickets today for Sunday's game over at Fenway Park. We're going to do that. Robert Kraft is going to speak today. You are going to hear that. We've got another episode of Worst Take Madness. So we got a lot going on, and we get to it, including Diana Rossini, who tells us a little bit more about the interest in doing a deal with the Patriots and the 49ers for one Jimmy G.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The show that's open weekdays 2 to 6 for Patriots fans. It's OMF on EEI.
Drop it, Buster.
All right, back here on OAMF, we start with football, and Jimmy Garoppolo, Alex Verdugo will join us coming up at 4 p.m. today. The Red Sox open up their season tomorrow, and great news because Red Sox games can be heard, of course, right here on the Red Sox Radio Network, but you can also listen to them on the stream in the Boston metro area, simply on going to WEEI.com or downloading the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can download the app on iPhone or your Android Odyssey. Device. You can do that. Odyssey, right,
Odyssey.
Christian?
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Yes.
A-U-D-A-C-Y. Why? Simple as that. Will don't put an
sued?
O. Don't start with an O. Go with an A and a U and a D, and you will find the app, and you'll be able to stream the games as you can stream our program anytime you
would,
want.
Would Disney be irritated if we said A-U-D-A-C-Y?
Stop.
Lawsuit right
yeah.
there.
No?
We're
Why?
In trouble?
Why?
Because we love you.
Because we wanted to. And it's easier.
Christian puts the odd in Odyssey.
Just so clever. Diana Rossini today on ESPN kind of saying just the opposite of what her colleague Jordan Schultz said the other day. Here's Diana Rossini.
If I'm doing the math, 49ers trading up to 3 equals Jimmy Garoppolo going back to the Patriots. Am I doing the math right?
Yeah, it's good math, and it makes a lot of sense. Not that Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots ever reveal what they're doing, so sometimes it makes you scratch your head a little bit, like, this makes too much sense. There's no way they would let us all know about this, but I've talked to a bunch of people in the league about this, and it just, enough people I trust have told me that the Patriots' interest in Jimmy Garoppolo has been consistent. This has got to be more of San Francisco willing to make the deal, and of course New England having the right amount of picks and the money to get Jimmy to bring him back. And that's really what it's going to come down to it. From what I can gather in terms of talking to other people around the league as well, in terms of what they think the Patriots are going to do, most believe they're going to go quarterback come this draft.
Okay.
Consistent.
Fine. The deal is not dead. The option is not closed. I mean, there's still life there. I mean, I don't think she's not telling me anything that I don't need to talk to a scout to hear that. To know that.
And the stuff that Jordan Schultz had the other day, I don't know, maybe he's got a source within the Patriots organization when he said Patriots are not pursuing 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo per sources. Yeah, they're not doing it to give up a first-round draft pick, number 15, or maybe even a second-round draft pick. They're going to play this thing out. Right now, it's a matter of a negotiation. You're going to play this thing out and probably through the entire summer, but I'm not sure there are going to be a lot of takers for Jimmy Garoppolo, because you're going to have quarterbacks next month coming off the board in the draft, plus you're going to have movement. I don't know if you guys have seen the stuff out of Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers, but it sounds to me like they tried to get Rodgers to redo his deal. He wanted nothing to do with it. So there's a lot of stuff and a lot of moving parts here, but I think she's right that they're consistent. They want Jimmy Garoppolo. They're just not going to pay an awful lot.
They probably want a lot of quarterbacks, though. But fine. So
they wanted
Stafford.
They wanted to give up a second round pick for him, though.
Yeah.
Right. And he went for a couple first and a third. So
yeah. So they didn't. They don't always get what they want. So
because pony up what it takes to get them.
So I'm gonna see if I can turn you, Glenn. I'm gonna see if I can turn you because there is so I was around some folks for the last couple of days and. You know, they were asking
these between
me,
the lines folks.
These would be,
they,
these would be
the
between
line
the line folks.
Right.
And then, of course, hey, what are you guys talking about? I'm like, you know, oh, you guys covering any you know, Red Sox and this? I'm like, well, about a lot of what we do is still Cam Newton. And there was some silence and a gap. And it was, they like Cam. They like Cam. And it wasn't
everybody
the fact that,
Cam.
Hold on, but it wasn't the fact that they said it. Because I've heard that 1,000 times. It was how they said it. And it was the tone that they used.
Like they couldn't believe it themselves?
That they couldn't believe it themselves. That they had just kind of, the light had just gone on. And it was, you've been down the wrong road. You've been going down the wrong trail to trying to figure out. The fact is, they like Cam.
But
it's almost like they're shrugging their shoulders saying, dude, like, they like him. And then my point to them was, so what? Like, so what if they like Cam? It's like, so wait, so your explanation for keeping him is the fact that he's just a good guy. Your explanation for signing him again is because you like him. But okay, what you didn't like, because I'm sure they liked Tom. I'm sure they liked Garoppolo. I'm sure they liked all those Brian Hoyer. They like all of them. Why does this one guy, when you describe him, when you try to explain why he's here, Lou, they like Cam?
Well, I know when they said they liked him. Are they talking about the personality, or they like him as a quarterback?
All encompassing.
Well,
it was more like, hey, you don't get it. Like, they like him.
Did they want to add the word enough? Like, they'd like him enough because they obviously don't like him that much. I mean, they guaranteed him $3.5 million and signed him to a 1-year deal.
That should tell
if they
you
really liked him, it would have been a multi-year deal for $15 million a year. So they like him. I think they like him enough. I agree. Cam's just starting quarterback.
Yeah, but why? I guess my biggest issue is
why you
talk about him, you say, like, forget about anything else. But they like him.
Because
they like him, Christian.
Because Bill Belichick thinks he can win with mediocre quarterback play. And like I said before, like, that's my concern. I want to see him take a quarterback in the draft. Ideally. I don't know if he's going to or not. But I think that Bill thinks that roster, admittedly, was so bad last year that if you give me a mediocre quarterback, I can win. And I think he's wrong.
Great minds think alike.
Yeah, I think he's wrong. And we can talk about all these teams being desperate. You know, San Fran gave up too much. Or this team, every year they draft a quarterback in the first round. Or, you know, everyone's trying to upgrade. You know, ask L.A. what they feel like. You know, a championship team, but average quarterback, can't win a Super Bowl. San Fran, very good roster, can't win a Super Bowl because maybe they think Jimmy's just average. They can't win with him. So all these teams that have experienced it, put a roster together with an average quarterback, realize they can't win football games. Bill ain't there yet. But like last year, you could say, well, he had crappy quarterback play, but he knew his roster was bad. He thinks he can build his roster and win with mediocre quarterback play, and I think he's wrong.
See, I think what they love about Cam Newton is that right out of the gate, he didn't want to go anywhere because Cam is well aware. He's a bright guy, and he knows he's got nowhere else to go. And he liked the situation here in New England. So they liked the fact that he was willing to do a deal that guarantees him $3.5 million. That is it. It gives Bill the flexibility to get somebody better between now and September. And because the reason he hasn't gone and got any of these other guys, I don't think he thinks a lot of these other guys are worth it for him right now. I think he's going to wait out the Garoppolo thing, and I think she's right. I think there is some consistency in, okay, we want Jimmy G, but we're not paying a ransom price. We're going to feel this one out.
See, so I was trying to turn you because there's two things that stand out to me. It's this, it was this, the way it was I received it was, deal with it. It's not going to change. It's happening. Get used to it.
Life changes all
the
time.
Get used to it.
I don't buy
And
that.
I would also say, the more they come to grips with him being their quarterback, like the less they'll be willing to pay for Jimmy Garoppolo. And I think the other aspect of it is that, and I think you said that, is I do think there's a legitimate vice grip that he has on the players on that team. I think that they are so somehow indebted to him and even more so protective of him that they want to see him be successful.
Right, so maybe they keep him around a $3.5 million guarantee.
Should be,
So taking
the starting position away from him is going to be really tough to do for a couple of reasons. One, listen, they won 7 games with that roster. They're going to win more games.
Yeah, but Luce, right.
They're going to win more games.
Wait a minute. What's the ceiling on this? Then Bill is really stubborn. Bill is really stubborn. If he thinks that the additional assets that he acquired in the offseason are going to take this team from a 7-win team to a 12 or 13-win season, and I'm looking at 17 games now, all right? And that's where he wants to be. I don't think he wants to be at 9 or 10 wins. What is 9 or 10 wins for this guy? What does that do?
I just don't think it's changing. And my first response was, so what? And so what? And based on what?
Like, based
just,
on
he's
what?
Just a good guy. He's just, it's like he put up with so much stuff and suffered so much that collectively, I think they want to give him a mulligan.
No, they do. They do. And
they want to give him a mulligan.
We you know, people that called in and put it all on the weapons. I think we all admit that the tight ends and wide receivers were awful. But those ones, you sat there and said, yeah, but he's just a bad quarterback, period. Bill's on their side.
Yes.
Bill's on their side.
Bill's on the place,
like,
yes.
If I give him tight ends and wide receivers, I can win with him. And he can. You know, he can win 10 games in a 17-game schedule. Maybe get to 11, because I thought they were like a 9-10-win team. Maybe they're 10-11-win now with the extra game. But when you look at the NFL, when the season starts, I think we look at every single football team. And when we start talking about what their ceiling is and who are contenders, we look at the quarterback. And the quarterback is your ceiling. And if he thinks he can win with Cam Newton, he's wrong. Because we're going to look at it and say, who can win? Well, Josh Allen. Can he do it again? Mahomes, obviously. And you're going to start looking at these teams with their quarterbacks. And that's going to determine whether you think they're for real or not.
I hear you, Lou. And that's why I'm still betting on that he realizes what his ceiling is with Cam Newton. He knows it. And right now, it's the only alternative he has. And so, yes, I would admit, as of today, Cam Newton is your starter. We have a long way to go between now and September. Teddy Bruschi brought this up today. He looked at the same thing and said, right now, Cam Newton is the starter.
Yeah, let me say this. Let me say this really quick. I mean, of all the activity that the New England Patriots have had over this offseason of the signing of the defensive players and the offensive players and the tight ends, these are multi-year contracts with this year in mind, next year in mind, the year after that. There's only one free agent that's signed that's only a one-year contract deal, and that's Cam Newton. So is Bill looking to go with Cam Newton right now and just go with it and then build and get this team better for next year is when he makes his play for his quarterback? That's something to consider also.
Yep, that's what it is.
Yeah, and hopefully that's he makes a play here at the end of the month or whatever, and when the draft happens, because I agree with Teddy, and we said this before. All these guys that have come in here now, 2-3-year deals, wide receivers, all of them. You know, and it's not for Cam Newton next year. It's for hopefully the kid that they draft here when they move up and pick 4th or 5th, but that's for another day. But that's it, because if you don't do something like that, you're going to be in the exact same boat, and we're going to have Jimmy Garoppolo talk again next offseason.
No question.
You know, and it's just,
because he will be available.
And it's just
absolutely available
mediocre crap.
Yep.
Bill Belichick is not desperate at the quarterback position because he hasn't had to be yet, and he will be if he thinks he can win with this guy and other guys like him.
Yeah,
well, I think they're playing I think they're playing a game of chicken. I think Bill's looking at it.
Garoppolo ain't good enough either. I don't want any part of him.
Well,
he ain't good enough.
But he's better.
Why the hell
than
do you think Shanahan wants to get rid of him?
But he's better than Cam.
Yeah, but okay? It's still ain't
good
enough.
I think that's the way Bill looks at it. Here, he is better than Cam, and so we can win more games. But I agree with you, Lou. Maybe He has to draft somebody else and look at the future and say, okay, so I can get Jimmy Garoppolo. He'll be slightly better than Cam Newton. Maybe I can win an additional game, maybe two, but I'm still not putting myself back in a Super Bowl contending picture. And therefore, I have to find that guy two years down the road. All right, we'll get into more of this coming up. And Mike Lombardi gives us his 2 cents as well. And your phone calls at 617-779-7937.
All right, here we go.
On Twitter, at Christian Foria.
What's up, mother?
Who's been right more than me? Don't answer that.
Back to OMF.
On WEEI.
Here's the deal. 22-8 as a starter and all of this stuff. I'd venture to say Bill Belichick gave the San Francisco 49ers a gift. Hell, how about returning the favor? Do something for Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. How about that? And how about this one, Max? Not only do you give do you get Jimmy G back, but you give them Cam Newton. I'd like Cam Newton in San Francisco. I'm saying you put him with weapons, the athletic stud that he is. If you still believe in Cam, there is no question on the offensive side of the ball that the San Francisco 49ers with the play calling of Kyle Shanahan is a better option for Cam Newton than Josh McDaniel and Bill Belichick in New England.
It's laughable. Stephen A., laughable. Remember yesterday we were talking about national guys just take outrageous takes out there, and they're not familiar with how a team operates or whatever locally because they're not watching every one of that team's games. This is a prime example of it right there. Does anybody believe that Kyle Shanahan wants Cam Newton? Does anybody buy that?
No.
Absolutely.
They like him. Everybody likes him.
It just goes to how these people nationally feel about Cam.
Yes.
Like, Cam would be a great fit in San Fran. They're ready to win now. They need an upgrade over Jimmy. They need Cam to work with some athletes and some weapons. And it's like, hello. Like, as long as Jimmy's healthy, he's much better than Cam.
Easily.
But people aren't there. They love him. They think he's Superman.
So unless the only way you would take a guy, let me just play this out. Let me talk this through to myself. Only way you would grab a guy like that is that, one, you get rid of a high price guy, you get a lower price guy with the understanding that you're going to bring in a similar quarterback to Cam Newton. Because, like, yeah, you would want somebody who could teach him, you know, how to run his system that he ran in college in the pros and some of the issues that you will have, just like, you know, the learning curve. But there's nobody in that draft that they're going to pick that is going to sit there and have issues with the 49ers system. It's not a drop back system. It's a run first system, play action system. It's very, very easy to understand. Run the ball, play action. Dink, dunk, throw it deep. Like that, they don't need Cam Newton for that. Because he can't throw it deep. He's terrible. And I would say he's terrible throwing on the run.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody nationally knows him better than you do because you watched him.
You know why?
But no, he can throw deep. He's Superman.
You know, because they give him credit.
He's great.
This whole good guy, like, persona actually gives him 10, 20 yards, you know, farther of a throw. Okay. It makes him, you know, 0.2 seconds faster. And it makes him, you know, 10 times smarter. Like, suddenly he's Joe Montana out there because he's a good guy.
Yeah, I think the good guy role really has helped him an awful lot.
You know who else was a good guy?
Who else?
Deshaun Watson.
Yes. How's that working out for him?
Not too well. It got worse again.
We'll get to that. So there's some people coming to his defense. We'll get to that.
We got a lot of stuff with that. We'll get to that later on. So Mike Lombardi has some little birdie, apparently internally in the 49ers organization, that's telling him something.
There's going to be a lot of conversation. There's going to be a lot of talk about Lance. And someone told me yesterday, not an NFL head coach, but someone told me that there is a conversation in the building that, you know, Kyle wants X and maybe Lynch wants Y. Look, I'm going to be very clear here. Kyle is going to make this
Kyle
pick.
Gets the what media, Kyle wants, yes.
The media, well, it's in his contract. It's not a question of he's just going to do it by his personality. Like, the people, the Shanahans run the 49ers. Lynch is there to do what he is told to do.
But I think we already knew that. Did we not know that Kyle Shanahan does have heavy say in personnel and probably the final word? I don't think that is at all surprising, is it?
No. Makes a lot of sense. No,
I've heard it time and time again from different
people.
But
I appreciate the insight from Mike, but, I mean, who believes that, you know, Shanahan the quarterback guy isn't picking his next guy.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like John Lynch can sit there and say, I like this guy. Shannon's like, okay, I'm the coach. Like, I deal with quarterbacks. Like, I'm obviously going to pick my guy. Like, we moved up to three to get my guy. Like, I don't think anybody believes that if Lynch wants somebody and Shanahan wants someone, that Lynch is going to get his guy. Right. Like, does anyone believe that? That Shanahan's not picking his guy?
Yeah, and the other thing with Lynch, it's, to me, just the whole comments just seems very aggressive towards John Lynch. Like, yeah. Lynch is just a dude, just to be, he's just there just to do what he's supposed to be doing and do what everyone tells him to do. He's not a real GM like me. Like, every road leads back to Mike Lombardi. Like if he was there, no one would tell him what to do. Really? Really? Let me think. The Raiders, okay. Al Davis, take Jamarcus Russell. Whatever you say, Mr. Davis.
Wow.
Please. I'm tired of it.
Right there.
That's the personality that John Lynch has. And from every person I've talked to that's in that building, they all kind of represent him the same way.
All right.
Listen, I'm not going to get in your way.
So it all leads us back to the New England Patriots and what they might do with the draft. So you have a theory on the Patriots.
I do.
And quarterbacks.
Okay, so who do you guys think the Patriots want to take? Assuming they're going to take a quarterback, let's live under that premise. They're going to take a quarterback. Who do you think Bill Belichick wants?
Trevor Lawrence. No?
Okay, sorry. You can't pick Trevor Lawrence. Okay. I should have said it.
Oh,
maybe, Trevor Lawrence isn't an option.
Maybe Mac Jones.
Okay, Mac Jones, you say. Okay, wow. I sit there and I look at that and I go, okay, what do we know about Bill? Historically, what do we know about Bill as far as what he does and like what he likes to represent and like and how he likes to play a lot of misdirection and how he likes to, like, he's the master of sleight of hand. So you're telling me on the same day that Justin Fields is having a pro day and Mac Jones is having a pro day, on the same day, at the same time, Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels are in Alabama?
They're in Alabama. Little deceit.
So you're
there.
Going okie doke. So
wow.
On the same day, he doesn't go see Justin Fields. He goes
Don't
to see
to,
Mac
Luke.
Jones to throw people off the scent.
Ooh.
When really, Justin Fields is the guy he wants.
Justin Fields, bingo. Justin Fields is the guy. And I have a couple of theories. One, just to add to that. Okay, he drafts N'Keal Harry. He doesn't talk to Herm Edwards.
Nope.
He doesn't go to any of his pro days.
Nope.
He just watches him on film. And when we had Mel Kiper on here, I asked him, I said, hey, based on evaluating college players, how much of their game film is important as opposed to the scouting process afterwards, combines, personal pro days at your school? 80% is your game film. I believe that Bill already knows who he wants.
And
it's already done
Fields.
The work. And it's
well,
just, and because he knows. And because he knows,
like Deshaun Watson
he says,
level excited.
Hey, let's go.
No towel.
Let's
on.
Go ahead. Thrusters.
Thrusting my hips.
Let's go to Alabama Pro Day. Let's go there. And they're not paying attention to Mac Jones. And here's the other thing. Last thing.
We'll have dinner with Nick.
Last thing. And this, day. I think, is the most important. For 20 years, Bill sat there and ran the same system, same offense with the same quarterback that could only do the same thing. High level competency, right? No one was better at Tom Brady at playing the quarterback position. But you couldn't do any of these plays or run any of the offense that some of these other teams are doing with younger, faster, quicker, stronger quarterbacks. It's like a whole new age. So the rest of the league was changing right before his very eyes, and he was stuck doing one way. Now he gets an older version of the new style, and he realizes what he can do with that older version. Imagine what I can do with a younger, stronger, faster, more accurate quarterback like Cam Newton that's 22 years old, that runs a 4.4. I mean, are you kidding me? So to me, every single sign for me leads to Justin Fields,
right.
Not Mac Jones.
Because of the okey-doke the other day.
The okey-doke. It's so
well, I'll
typical
say this. So,
Bill.
So Bill and Josh go to Alabama. Josh, too. Offensive coordinator. And everyone's like, oh, Justin Fields is having the same pro day. So the fact that Bill and Josh didn't go see Fields, he's out. But you're telling me that's the reason why they went
I
to see Mac
that
Jones.
Is it. They're all
they're
about misdirection.
In.
Okay, did nobody went to Trey Lance's?
Well, I'll say this. If Bill and Josh both went to Ohio State's pro day, what would that tell you?
That they want Mac Jones.
No, Ohio State's pro day. Oh.
Yeah, they want Mac Jones.
So you're playing,
If
they showed up, it would be leading SportsCenter everywhere.
Oh, well, Patriots, that part, that would be
Patriots
true.
Are moving up. They're like, so they just sort of sit back. so they can quietly do their deal to move up to 4 or 5, which is what I like. See, so now you get me excited.
No, it's so funny because they don't. Like, I'll use N'Keal Harry again. They didn't go to his pro day. Herman Edwards, the head coach of Arizona State, who coached N'Keal Harry. Hey, did Bill even call you? No. Why? Because all the information you need is on the tape that they're going to watch.
How did that work out for
Bill? Well, that doesn't mean that they're right all the time, but I can give you a lot. They didn't go to Kyle Duggar's. All they did was watch. He was at the Senior Bowl. So maybe that was it. But all the draft picks.
Well, they loved him apparently all week long.
The thing is that they don't need to sit there. So they can sit there and play a shell game with every other, not only the media, but with other teams.
So Bill is playing chess.
Here we go.
Yeah, and everybody else, Lou, is playing chess.
So Bill went to watch Mac Jones because he really wants Justin Fields.
Yes. Is it possible that Bill looks at it, and the reason he might have some interest in Justin Fields is because Lawrence, Wilson, and Jones are already off the board, and so if he has any chance of moving up from 15, that he really is down to a 20-year-old kid who might not be ready for 3 years, and Justin Fields, who's 22 and has played a little bit. Is that possible?
I just feel like that is their guy. So if they had their wish, I think it would be – it's not Trevor Lawrence. And I think Trey Lance, throw him off the table. That guy, even if he's available, I don't believe they're gonna take him. It's too risky. There's not enough proof there that he can play.
Film. You talked about film. There isn't enough.
I know, but it's such a small sample size, and the guy never throws the ball. Even on these pro day workouts, Glenn, all these guys, every media report is this guy's great, this quarterback's great, that quarterback's great. All the receivers that they're throwing to are either slowing down or speeding up, or stopping, making the pass look perfect.
Do me a favor, and I watched again the NFL Network last night, and I watched Justin Fields' pro day from the afternoon, and Daniel Jeremiah, and everybody's getting all excited. Oh, my God, look at what he can do. He might be the best draft. Every time a guy has a pro day and throws out there to absolutely nobody, and they may have a coach who's coming at him with a hand in his face every once in a while, people get all excited, like, oh, my God, this is incredible what he's able to do. Why do they get excited about these pro days? What is it?
Well, it's funny because Kyle Trask is doing his right now. We're watching. And, like, he's hitting these wide receivers. They're catching them. But none of them's really in stride. Like, they're all slowing down, like you said. You know, like, when you watch these guys, or they're behind him a little bit. Now, I don't know if it's going to come out that Kyle Trask didn't look great in his pro day. We don't know if sound, but even like the throws deep, the guy's sprinting, taking off, and next thing you know, he slows down, catches it over his shoulder and takes off. And you're like, that's incomplete or picked off.
Yeah.
Put it this way, if a pro day changes their mind, you should be fired.
I'm telling you, that to me is speaking volumes to me. And the part that I like is, man, think about it. So you got a small taste of what all these other teams are trying to do, implementing the college offense into a pro-style offense, incorporating their players, their younger, faster RPO player with all those different options. But you got to be able to draft high to get those guys. So you don't, and plus you have Tom Brady, so you get a similar quarterback. There's a reason why, in Baltimore, who's the quarterback?
Lamar.
Lamar Jackson's backup was Robert Griffin III.
Yeah.
There's a reason why. Right. That guy is exactly the same. You can't shift gears if you're Baltimore from Lamar Jackson to Brian Hoyer or Andy Dalton. So to me, imagine like he's just chomping at the bit. He's been eating freaking, you know, chicken his whole life for 20 years. Finally, someone throws a steak in front of him with some sweet potato fries and some apple pie with ice cream.
I think both of them saw a little bit of it last year with Cam. Some of the different things that they could do. And now they're like, let's go find a younger, faster, more athletic version of Cam, right? And that's kind of hopefully where they're going.
We'll grab tight ends. We won't grab like, because even none of the guys that they really went after were like impact game breaking type guys. They're Baltimore Raven type receivers. They're Tennessee Titan type receivers. Tight ends. That's who they grabbed.
All right, so you're basically telling me that Bill's playing a little shell game here
because
he didn't show up at Ohio State for Justin Fields' pro day, that maybe that's the guy he's interested. Now, Bert Breer is making a case that Fields actually works better for New England than Jimmy G does.
I would rather have Justin Fields than Jimmy Garoppolo, and that's nothing against Jimmy Garoppolo, but Jimmy Garoppolo's had trouble staying healthy. I think he's probably more of a for-now solution. You know, you might be happy with him right away, but 2 or 3 years from now, you're looking for I guess, the next one. When I look at Justin Fields, you bring him in, and I think you've got, you know, great coaching here between Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels. They know how to, you know, develop a young quarterback. They've taken guys who had issues with a lack of playing experience in college, Matt Castle being a good example of it, and developed them. I just think, you know, all the way around, it would be a really, really good fit. And you have to think, too, the Patriots, with all of their connections at Ohio State, probably have really, really good intelligence on the kind of kid that Justin Fields is and whether or not they'd like to work with them.
With no disrespect to Jimmy Garoppolo.
But that was the last thing you heard from Albert Breer was the fact that intel on what he's like just internally. What's he like as a person? What's he like? Is he does he work hard? Is he a good guy? Like, does he say the right thing? Does he put in the work effort? So because a lot of times these guys on film, they're just freak athletes. So they just, hey, go ahead and make a play. They go make a play. Hey, I draw up anything, and this guy makes it work because he's so much better than the guys that he's going against. Okay, so how is that? That doesn't translate in the NFL. So I know he's got the skill. I know he has the right mindset. I got to make sure he's willing to put the work in. So I call up some of the coaches, some of the strength coaches, and I ask about Justin Fields as a person. I don't need to go Zoom to have a Zoom meeting with him. I just ask the people who coached him. And those are the people, if you trust them and respect them, give you the most honest evaluation of those players.
So based on that, the Patriots are not interested in Kyle Trask either because Josh McDaniels is at the Florida Pro Day.
Not interested in Kyle Trask.
Kyle Pitts.
But for sure they would love to get him, but there's not a chance.
I mean, how many tight ends do you need?
Well, they haven't had him in the last couple of years, Lou, so they're going to load up on him this year.
Yeah, we're going to make up for it. We're going to trade up to get another tight end.
This hour of OMF has been brought to you by FindMassMoney.com. Coming up at 4 o'clock today, Red Sox outfielder Alex Verdugo will join us. We'll give away a pair of Red Sox tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But coming up next, I like this. There's a coach in this town who actually senses that he's got a good team, but his team is underperforming, and they're just not doing the things that they need to do. And guess what? He's calling them out. Woo, what a novel approach. We get to it next right here on OMF.